build on from your statement. I think there's a few things just to add to that. One of the greatest challenges we see within participation, particularly with children and youth, and I think I can speak for other vulnerable groups in that sense too, is actually hearing the outcome of their participation. There, so much attention is given to the process, but the impacts of that, their participation is less known. And so many children and young people will contribute their views or ideas to a particular process and never hear about what's actually happened as a result of their participation. And often this information is communicated in a way that is inaccessible to them or in a space that is not one that they would particularly engage in. And so I think one of the successes of the processes that I was discussing that have happened in Scotland and Ireland, but that I also want to highlight, citizens' assemblies have taken place in a number of countries that I can see here today, and also I know it's an issue that the European Commission is of real interest in. So these processes really demonstrate the need for that ongoing participation, that ongoing mechanism where there's a really clear process of accountability and feedback to the participants that were involved. And I think what was both Niamh and Conor spoke to there as well is that in Ireland, like the children, because they were hearing back about how the government had taken their views into consideration, because they received feedback in a way that was accessible to them, they really felt valued and taken seriously. But also they recognised that not perhaps all of their ideas could be actioned upon, but the fact that even then the decision makers had explained why really still showed to the children that they had been their views have been given due weight. And so I think in that sense, again coming back to the intergenerational aspect of this work, you know, children and young people, as were highlighted at the global level in the general comment consultations, there's a real need to see the value of bringing generations together. And I think building on the statement provided from Youth Environment Europe, when children and adults and young people are all working together, we're ensuring that recommendations or decisions that are being made are fully representative of the generations that are here today. But one issue that we do occasionally see, particularly within the children's rights fora, is that the discourse around future generations can sometimes overshadow the current generation of children that we have here today. And so when we're thinking about ensuring that the voices of future generations are here, we have to ensure that we don't exclude children who are here already, and of course will bear the brunt of a lot of the decisions that are impacting them in the future as well as today. And so I just say that because I think we all have a huge role to play in ensuring that all current generations are being meaningfully represented in decision making, but that we're also ensuring that the voices of future generations are part of these decisions as well. Mm-hmm.